a North Texas school district may exit the Texas Association of School Boards over its increasingly woke agenda. It's Monday, March 27th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for starting your week with the Texas Minute. Four Texas Republicans joined Democrats in Congress to save the unconstitutional Department of Education. We'll find out who coming up. But first, in a unanimous vote late last week, the Texas Senate approved a legislative package that claims to provide $16.5 billion in property tax relief for Texans. But fiscal watchdogs say not to get too excited just yet. The slate of legislation passed by the Senate would increase the homestead exemption for school district property taxes from $40,000 to $70,000, or $100,000 for individuals who are either disabled or over the age of 65. It would also reduce the maximum compressed rate that school districts could impose for maintenance and operations. Meanwhile, the business property tax exemption would jump from $2,500 to $25,000. Businesses would also be allowed to deduct 20% of their local property tax bill from their state business tax obligation. But with all that, Texans for Fiscal Responsibility has criticized the plans put forward by both the Senate and the House, saying both fail to live up to claims of lawmakers providing the largest property tax cut in Texas history. This is because both the House and the Senate each include obligations for previous relief in their calculations. The watchdog group notes neither chamber's plans go far enough in reducing property taxes. In a social media post voicing opposition to school choice, a group called Pastors for Texas Children claimed it's laughable to think children in rural schools would be taught a woke agenda. The group claims that local public school teachers and coaches are also church Sunday school teachers and deacons. They were then roasted by the famous conservative group Libs of TikTok. The conservative group posted images of a book available in numerous rural school districts offering prepubescent children a comic book style approach to gender identity. They were joined by others offering examples, such as Republican State Representative Brian Harrison of Midlothian. He wrote about a sexually explicit graphic novel, a comic book, that's available to children in school libraries across the state. Other examples flooded in about CRT and DEI. Mr. Harrison, for his part, said national groups are using fake front organizations like the so-called Pastors for Texas Children to slip liberal policies into schools while also fighting against parents. Speaking of schools, a conservative North Texas school district, and yes, there are a few, well, it's preparing to withdraw from the Texas Association of School Boards. TASB, as it's known. That's a voluntary association for school officials that's wielded increasingly liberal influence over public education policies by using tax dollars to fight against parents in the Texas legislature. Carroll ISD's Board of Trustees will vote tomorrow on severing their relationship with the organization. The board's resolution cites recent and ongoing actions that they say don't align with the values of the majority of Texans. If Carroll ISD's board resolution passes, the district won't renew its membership in TASB for the calendar year 2024 or any year thereafter. They would be the first school district to leave TASB altogether. TASB was established in 1949 as a voluntary association for school board officials and now claims all 1,025 school districts as members. Local taxpayer dollars are used to fund TASB membership fees and services that include things like training, legal advice, and insurance. In recent years, the training has included heavy pushes for CRT, and the advice has included radical LGBTQ ideology, and their lobbying has been mostly against pro-parent reforms. It's become the organization's main emphasis, so much so that last year, Midlothian ISD dropped TASB's insurance coverage, citing rising costs and a lag in service, and it switched to a provider that saved local taxpayers thousands of dollars. So, it's not like TASB wasn't warned. Go woke, go broke. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Most politicians are lying to you. I know because I've been behind the curtain. Join me, Jeff Kaysen, as I tell you the truth about what's really happening behind closed doors on my podcast, Backroom Access. Listen weekly wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Four Republican members of Texas' congressional delegation sided with Democrats in voting against an effort to essentially abolish the federal Department of Education's control over elementary and secondary education. Legislation was brought forward late last week by Republican U.S. Representative Thomas Massey of Kentucky that would have terminated the department's authority on or before December 31, 2023. Massey explained that removing federal red tape and unfunded mandates would empower parents, teachers, states, and school boards. His proposal was killed, however, when 60 Republicans joined 205 Democrats in voting no. That group included Texas Republicans Tony Gonzalez of San Antonio, John Carter of Round Rock, Michael McCall of Austin, and Kay Granger of Fort Worth. Plank 118 of the platform of the Republican Party of Texas specifically calls for abolishing the Department of Education. You might be a swamp creature when you're a Republican who votes with Democrats to keep unconstitutional agencies alive. Well, you can check out the details of that story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Brandon Waltons, Aaron Anderson, Daryl Frost, and Soli Rice. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.